We're CJMQ and we're talking with Valdi today. Now, Valdi, are you more of a folk artist or a country artist?
I would say I'm definitely a folk artist.
Okay, a folk artist, okay.
Yeah, but because folk music to me, Maureen, is the broad scope of music. It's like if you have a mushroom web under the ground that all the mushrooms pop up from.
Mm-hmm.
Folk music would be that web, and it comes up as different styles. It can be rock and roll, it can be ballads, it could be ska, deep house, rap, whatever. It's all music of the people, therefore it's all folk music.
Okay, interesting.
Well, I see you'll see this reflected when you go to the festivals these days. Mm-hmm. They're now called folk music festivals, and they feature everything from break dancing to bearded dulcimer players, you know.
Okay, good. That's interesting. Okay, how did you get interested in music? Because your father was a photographer.
Wonderful. You've done your homework.
Yeah. So how did you get interested in music?
Well, I took piano lessons for mm-hmm. 5 years, but as not a diligent student at it, I wanted to chart my own course.
Mm-hmm.
I actually started to play stride and boogie-woogie piano, and I only got to grade 3 in the classical sense, but I developed an ear for playing
mm-hmm.
what came into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Henry Mancini, when I was listening to him as a kid. He was a composer from New York City who wrote the music for a show called Peter Gunn,
mm-hmm.
which was a radio and television show about a detective. And that was... That music, the music from Peter Gunn, when I was about 8 or 9 years old, just changed my life.
Okay.
And from that, I started to pursue piano. I got a guitar when I was 13, and I've kind of been dabbling at music in a professional manner or just a personal interest manner ever since.
Okay, so you have a span of 34 years, so you've been into music for the past 34 years then.
That's serious dabbling.
Okay, it is. Now, you were born in Ottawa, and now you live in British Columbia.
Yes.
So, 34 years, you write your own music, you're a guitarist, you're a singer. Where do you get your inspiration?
I'm learning to play guitar better.
Okay.
I've been playing for all these years, and it's an instrument that is quite baffling, a bit like the game of golf,
mm-hmm.
in that you can get pretty good at it, but to get to the next stage, it's like a bell curve of
mm-hmm.
Of practice and whatnot. I generally don't practice more than an hour, you know, or maybe a couple hours on a long stretch. But I get most of my innovation comes from playing, and my songwriting comes from that innovation. When I'm sitting down and just murfing and splurking away and trying different things, different fingering positions, and suddenly I'll get a musical note or a musical phrase that'll come up that'll catch my fancy.
Mm-hmm.
That I then translate into either, you know, put it on the computer, put it in a machine, or just write it out. And then the lyric sometimes comes to that as a key, and from that key, it's rather like having an anchor date for a musical tour. You get a date, and then you build it around it.
Mm-hmm.
I get a musical idea, and I build around it, and generally the songs or the suites come from that.
Okay, and you have your own studio in your home.
I have a production studio, Maureen,
okay.
Yes, that I will use for pre-production and for trying instrumentation and weighting certain parts of the song and freeing other parts up. So just a pre-production equipment, studio computers, and all of the gear that we accumulate after 30 years of watching tech change.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when I need to record, I go into the studio and I hire a good studio with an engineer whose ears I trust. And because
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to present you with music, I want it to be as good as it can be.
Okay, and you have 13 albums out to date.
I haven't counted them, to tell you the truth, lately. There's 3 best ofs out of 20. What's that? 17, 16, 17.
Okay.
Some of them are CDs. Some of them are albums. Some
mm-hmm.
of them even came out as 8 tracks.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Now, you have 7 Juno nominations and 4 gold albums to your credit.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I've been, I was along at a good time for Canadian music.
Mm-hmm.
The CRTC, which is a government regulator that demands radio stations and public broadcasters play a certain degree of Canadian music. That stipulation came out just at the beginning of my career when my singles were coming out in the early 70s. And that
mm-hmm.
was a great springboard for me. I did very well by that.
It must have been, because I think it opened the door and made people realize we have so much great Canadian talent here.
We do, and it's getting better and better. You know, there was a dry spell for a while, which you as a radio personality may have seen, where the older songs were being reiterated. But now kids are writing their own stuff again. I use the word kids, anyone under 30,
mm-hmm.
at my lofty age of 63.
Mm-hmm.
But they, the kids are writing their own music now, and we have groups like Arcade Fire and whatnot coming out that are, it's quite a set. It's marvelous to hear, but it's exciting music too because it's new,
mm-hmm.
and it's I suppose taking the pillars and the foundations from previous music and building on them. But they're charting their own course too, and they're putting Canada on the map year after year.
That's true. That's great to see too. Good. You've toured a lot throughout America, Austria, Canada, Denmark, Germany, Holland, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland. So you must have a lot of memories from doing these tours.
Oh, yeah, that's marvelous. Just in the last 3 months, I've been to the Maritimes and Bermuda and New Zealand and the Okanagan and a couple of dates in Ontario. So it never stops, you know, it's just always on the go. I have a terrible carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm. How do you find the audience? Anything stand out to be a lot different from Canadian audiences?
Insightful question. Yes, New Zealand. The
mm-hmm.
people don't bubble as much down there. They're just as enthusiastic and obsessive about their music as we are. But they don't have that Canadian extroversion, if you will. They don't bubble or let you know that they're delighted quite as readily as a Canadian audience might.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
But still very well-schooled players down there.
Mm-hmm.
I toured the South Island this time, and I've been down there a couple of times before.
Mm-hmm.
And the players are very serious, and they play very, very well. And I got to tour with a gentleman named Graham Wardrop. I've had him to Canada here twice, and he's had me to New Zealand twice. And he's a brilliant player. He's off to Hong Kong right now, I think, for a Christmas bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an international touring artist as well. We're under each other's wing when we come to our own hoods.
Okay. You've not only done songwriting and singing, you've also done some TV too, which is pretty interesting. In fact, you had the lead role on The Beachcombers, minor roles in 2 movie features.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been quite the experience too.
A whole different kettle of fish, Maureen. It's a different hat. I'm not much of an actor. I have a modicum of acting experience. Did
mm-hmm.
a couple of one-act plays and done a bit of movie stuff. But mostly my involvement with the movies is scoring. Is writing for them.
Okay.
And the acting is just something that comes along. It's not something I pursue, but if there's an opportunity to do something, help out, it's good fun. The Beachcombers was good.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show called, Folk Singer Deluxe with a Side of Fries. Back in the 70s, we did a simulcast with CBC. Radio Canada had a... they just had brought their FM stereo network online. And so we did a television show, and we did a simulcast with FM stereo. So we had the whole band, the television and the FM stereo, blasting at the same time. So the music from the show was marvelous over the air.
Mm-hmm. It must have been.
That was back in the 70s. Since then, I've done a couple of shows out here for developing talent. We did something called the BC Music Project for a few years, where we encouraged young people to... or you're not young, but just, you know, up-and-coming people to make videos of their music and help them get a foot up in the business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Any advice you'd give to Canadian artists starting out?
Absolutely. Get up in front of as many people as you can. Don't try to make money at first. Just make friends.
Okay.
Because the friends will help you make money.
True. Good advice. Okay,
and
great.
And gets lots of open mics everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, you never know who's going to be there. It just might be a room full of students or grandparents, but there also could be a couple of A&R people there, or someone whose parents represent an artist through Morris Agency out of New York. You never know what the connections are. So open mics are a wonderful, wonderful potential.
It's true, they are. Good
and
advice.
Plus, you get
mm-hmm.
the artist gets mileage in front of people, which is good for their performing style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any special plans for the new year?
Got a couple albums I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
One is for my Christmas album for next year.
Okay.
I've just done one with Caliban. In fact, I have a song called Secret Santa, which has been uploaded to digital download. The broadcasters, people that that I did with Caliban area. They are bassoon quartet out of Toronto and Montreal.
That's a great song. In fact, we're playing it right now on our rotation.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, cool. That song was written by myself and Lisa Brokoff. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Yes, I am.
And also Gary Felgard. The three of us together were on the bus for the Huron Carol doing it, and they had this thing called Secret Santa, where we took a name out of a hat, and we got to buy them a secret gift at the end of the tour.
Okay.
And so Secret Santa got us going as songwriters. And that song, we wrote the lyric to it between Ottawa and Hamilton, and then I wrote the music for it and took it to Caliban, and they arranged it for a bassoon and an incredible trombone solo by Alain Trudel. And so that was recorded three years ago for the Caliban Quartet, who are one of the world's foremost bassoon quartets.
Amazing. It's a fantastic song.
Great. Well, thank you.
Good. Now, if somebody wants to purchase some of your CDs, find out a bit more about you, you have a website?
I do. SaltSpringMusic.com sells some of them. My website is Valdi.com, and you can get steered to anywhere in the planet from there.
Okay.
And CD Baby is carrying one of my CDs as well, and you can get some stuff off of iTunes.
Okay, great. Are you on Facebook, too?
I have a Facebook page, but I haven't done much with it yet. That's a new tech to me.
Okay.
I've just been doing the web and touring hard. Now the Facebook and MySpace seem to be, although it is a social networking thing, it has a marvelous effect for a career as well.
Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Valdi?
Well, I just want all of your listeners of CJMQ have a very, very happy season. I thank you on behalf of all the people you're helping with the music to get it out to the people.
Well, thank you very much, Valdi, and all the best to you and your music, and happy holidays to you and your wife.
Thanks, Maureen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
If you had a secret Santa, would it be a mystery? Would you keep on guessing? Or would you wanna know it's me? If you had a secret Santa, making all your dreams come true, would you count it a blessing if I was always there for you? If I was your secret Santa, I would never disappear. I would be available, never unattainable, each and every day of the year. You would be my Christmas angel, I would be your sugar plum. If you needed light to make your halo bright, I would surely bring you some, I would bring you some. Trickster too, and I would trundle in a big Christmas bundle, and I'd be inside it for you. If I was your secret Santa, hanging round your Christmas tree, would you move real slow beneath the mistletoe, waiting on a kiss from me? And oh, what a kiss it'd be, with your curly locks and just a pair of socks, you'd be doing all right by me.
We just heard the song called Secret Santa. It's done by Valdi with Caliban and Alain Trudel. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.